The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
So, Rosie said the words.
Stuff the internet says we're doing wrong.
What does the internet say we're doing wrong now?
Dit is daai partytjie met 'n geluid aan die einde wat vir my regtig net my einde is. You know me in training, right? Not that I've been to the gym in the past month, like, because dit gebeur net nie. Maar, like, ek is nogal, dit is nogal vir my belangrik.
Yes.
Now they're coming for me. They're coming for our training. They're telling us we're doing things
Wait,
wrong.
Wait, let me just stretch to enjoy this.
Luister hierso.
What are you doing wrong in the gym, Roz?
So, volgens een nieuwe studie wat gedoen is.
Oeh, ek krijg so lekker. Yes.
There is a correct way to decide if you're now one of those people that trains in like a normal gym, if you're doing weights and cardio.
Yeah.
How would you break it up?
I would do them on different days.
You would do them on different days.
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently there is a correct order to do
really?
Your weights and your cardio if you are doing them on the same day.
Okay, now this might be good advice for a lot of people then.
So blijkbaar, I would do the cardio first. Dan krijg je gesweetere uit die pad, and then you can actually like focus on the muscle building.
That's the way I always used to do it when I went to the gym.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like all those bodybuilders and things that are people are competing normally go in the morning, dan doen hulle stairmaster for 'n uur, and dan in die middag of die aand, doen hulle die weights.
Is it verkeerd?
Dit is verkeerd.
Really?
Apparently, people who performed weights before cardio lost significantly more fat and became more physically active throughout the day, compared to those who did their cardio first.
Interesting. Because it makes sense. You go to the gym, you go and get changed, you come out, you need to warm up a bit, so you treat cardio as part of your warm-up. Then you get on the bike or the treadmill or whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And then maybe at the end of it, you go a bit faster. Then you're like, whew, okay, that's done. Now I'm going to go do the circuits. Now I'm going to go lift the weight.
Yeah.
That sort of feels the normal routine. You're saying what we should do is go and lift the heavy stuff first and then wind down on the bike.
Yes.
Is dit die slim plan?
Ek weet nie, want ek voel as jy nou gaan weights doen en jy gaan, you're going to fatigue the muscles, right? Because you obviously some sets you do to failure or whatever the case may be.
Oh, but then ride a bike.
Dan moet jy nou gaan, nee, met watter energie?
But just pedal quietly.
Okay, Rob. Let's, yeah.
No, it makes sense. Because you can't tell me your feeling when that article you're referencing says scientists say.
But scientists...
who are you, scientist Rosette?
...are always doing the wrong thing and telling us we're doing things wrongly. Stuff the internet tells us we're doing wrong.
There you go,
though. Worst thing on the show.
If you're someone who gets up in the morning and goes to the gym, maybe give that a go over the next week and see.
Yeah.
See if it changes things. Go and lift the heavy things above your head first and then go and have a little fitsie there. Miski fully beter. You know? I like this.
I don't.
You're just not because you were doing it wrong.